The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
This is Kurt Bauer from Syracuse, New York, and I listen to the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 281 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa, and this is part two of our Run Disney rant, or constructive criticism for Run Disney, as Michelle and myself, along with Eddie McCoy, talk about some issues that we would love to see Run Disney address. So let's join in on the conversation. Okay, so mine involves the something that happens on the course. And as someone who's been running these for a long time, I've seen changes over the years, and I'm not really happy with a lot of them, and I think that they should change a few things. One of the things that really bothers me are the water stops. I can tell you guys that the very first long-distance Run Disney race that I did, there was a water stop in which they decided at the, I think it was at the seven-mile mark, they decided to give us water, Powerade, and bananas. And the problem was that when I got there, there were bananas on the ground. And there was obviously people drinking cups of water and then splash them.
Is that Run Disney or the runners that you have a worry about? Well, I mean, if you'll put it in the trash.
I'm saying that Run Disney enabled the runners to screw up. In other words, they did not understand. You have to... Not everybody's going to be behaving the way you want them to. So you have to figure out a way so that you can prevent something like this. So that was a big problem because you had wet bananas on wet ground and you had cups and everything. And I hope that they have unwaxed cups. But so what I would like to see is, and they don't do that anymore, but what I really have an issue with is when they have the water stops, the tables are right across from each other. And I don't know if it's happened to either of you, but how many times have you decided, well, I'm not going to do a water stop, but someone from the left runs right in front of you to get to it, or from the left or whatever, and it's just very, very bothersome. So what I would like to see are two things. Number one, I like to see them stagger the tables. So you have the table on the right would be maybe 20 yards or maybe 30 yards before the table on the left, so that you don't have tables across. So if you're not going to do the water stop, you stay on the left. If you are going to do it, whatever. One other thing I'd like to see, and that is 10 yards or maybe 15 yards before the actual, maybe even 20 yards before the actual water stop, have a sign so that people know, because lots of times the runners don't pay attention and at the last minute they shoot over. Whole idea of this, my message here is safety. So that's what I'd like to see.
Eddie, what do you think?
You know, the Boston Marathon staggers the tables.
I was going to say that.
Yeah, that's the only race I've ever done where it's been that way. I loved it, except I didn't realize it. And
yes.
When I missed the first one, I didn't notice the other one on the other side, so I completely missed the stop. But after that, loved that ideal. So,
I was going to say that, yeah. I was wondering if you're going to say that too. But luckily you have 25 more miles to get it right.
Yes.
But yeah, they have them on the right, and then about, it's not right away. It's
30 or 40 yards.
Exactly.
That's what threw me off. It wasn't close. But it's still, once I realized what it was brilliant, because you could, if you're running in the center, you could lean one way or the other and avoid everybody.
Exactly.
If you wanted to avoid that table or not without any issues. So yeah, that's a great.
But Mike, I think most of what you're talking about is runner manners. I mean, aside from fixing where the tables are.
No, and you're right, Michelle. But what I'm saying is that if you have a way of subliminally getting the runners to do what you want them to do, then the manners don't even come into play because they're just going to do them naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what Eddie said makes a point. You know, you can if you get conditioned to do that, then you know, as a runner, if you want to avoid it, if you want to go to the second table, most of us go to that last table, you're going to stay on that side that you can get past.
I agree, but you have to remember there's a huge percentage of new runners at these races. So I think we're always going to have this issue at a Run Disney race. All right, Eddie, do you have another round? We might have to make this two shows because I have at least two more things on mine.
Okay, yeah, I can keep going. I've got the one that continually irks me is with Run Disney is merchandise. I don't know
how they can
only have they know the shirts are going to be very popular every time, and the gear, they should be able to do some kind of pre-order or at least gauge number. But there is no excuse for them to be out of shirts within an hour and a half or 3 hours of the expo opener, especially a very popular race. It's ridiculous.
And the lines, Eddie. The lines.
The lines are terrible. I mean, the whole thing is it's getting better managed with the lines, but they're still running out of merchandise that they just know. At this point, they should know to order certain type of things, and they just don't do it.
I don't know if you've ever ordered anything from Raw Threads, but I think in the past year they've been doing this thing where you order it online and then you just go pick it up at the booth.
Oh, yeah. It's brilliant.
It's a great idea. That's, I mean, if there's a pre-order, then you just go pick up your thing at the cash register. You don't have to waste your park time. You don't have to be on your feet when you're doing races for an hour and a half waiting in line.
It's simple. When they're ordering this stuff, when they know what the shirts they're going to order, put an order form out there for a month ahead of time or whatever, when you know you have the design locked in, put it out there.
Right.
And just let people order.
And who does that already? What other race does that?
Well, I mean,
the Boston Marathon, right? Yeah. I know you were like me last year. I ordered my jacket online. I didn't wear it until I finished the marathon, but I ordered my gear online and then I had it and I didn't have to wait, although I ended up buying more stuff. But even that, they have plenty of stuff. You can get it before the race, during the race, and they have, 100 cashiers. And then even after the race, they have it available online. So you don't really have to wait in the gigantic line if you don't want to.
Well, the other thing is that it would make sense because inventory-wise, it would help the organization. They would not be short. They would not be, overstocked. They would get as close as to what they would need to meet the needs.
Everybody would be happy.
Yeah, I just don't understand.
I think that's a
get
great
the money early.
Money. Yeah. They're losing money. I don't get it. Anyways.
All right, I'm next. All right, I know we're going to do a whole different show on this. But what I would like is a different option for a marathon. So, I love the four parks, but maybe do it a different way. Do it a different order. Maybe have the Magic Kingdom be the last park that you do before you do Epcot. Some other way to do a marathon and do a little bit of a different route. I'm not saying Disneyland. I know that's a whole nother beast. But at Walt Disney World, to have a different marathon route would be fun. So, Mike, you haven't run the marathon, but any thoughts? Eddie, any thoughts?
I'll let Eddie go first.
If it was me, I would start. I mean,
The route because we're going to probably do a whole show of where it's going to be.
No, I agree. Okay, yes, they can do it. I think you're limited. I think the Magic Kingdom is always going to be the thorn in the side, but I think there's clever ways to do a different route, and I wish they would.
Michael?
My thought is that I really think that there's one type of race that they're missing out on, and that's a midnight to dawn race. I think that starting at midnight, I think would be good.
Don't say too much because we're going to do another show.
No, but I think
Trey Brush asked us to.
I think it's time. I think that we're at a point now with Run Disney. I mean, sure, there are more people who are starting, their Run Disney career, you might say, but there are a lot of runners out there who are saying, been there, done that. I'm looking for something else. And I think that with the last registration episode we saw with the January races, we're beginning to see a little bit of that. So I think that it's time for Disney to come up with a new wrinkle. And I don't know if that could mean like a reversing the order of January for Dopey or maybe adding a 15K. I don't know, but I think it's time that they need to start stepping back and taking a look and maybe adding something else to their menu of races.
All right, so we're in round three. Mike, what's your next one?
Wow. Let me see. All right. Again, getting back on the course, the best race, the best treatment I have ever seen for a runner at a Disney semi-sponsored race was the Komen Race for the Cure back in 2005 or whatever it was. At the end of that race, Michelle and Eddie, it was amazing. At the end of this was $25, okay? So at the end of this Komen race, it was a $25 fee. At the end of the race, they had water, they had juice, they had soda, they had bananas, they had cookies, they had yogurt, they had bagels, they had cream cheese. It was just amazing. They treated you really, really well. What we are seeing with Disney, and Eddie, I think you can comment on the last one you is that there's less at the end, and it's really a shame, because with everybody doing these races and you know, this, it's a lot to be said for recovery. We hear about recovery being so important, yet they don't offer what the runners really need at the end of a race. So I think Disney needs to take a look at what they offer the runners at the end of the race, and maybe, you know, think about what's important for the runners, especially with the prices that they are.
All right. Go ahead, Ed.
That's exactly what I was about to say on my next one if I was given a shot. Yeah, the after the race, what you finish with just needs to be – I mean, local races, local 5Ks offer better end-of-the-race alternatives than a Disney race. And that's just about anywhere you go. And I wish there would be more options, more things that are necessary instead of the prepackaged boxes.
I'm going to add on to that, because I think the swag bag at the beginning used to be some cool stuff. I mean, it wasn't amazing, amazing stuff, but now we have the virtual swag bag. And, you know, there used to be something more than just a one little mini size Clif Bar. And I think with the number of advertisers in the expo, couldn't there be more in there for the price that you're paying? I mean, there are people giving away free stuff all the time. Why couldn't there be a wide variety of things in that bag that made it more interesting? So my next one is, here's the tech side of me. I think the Run Disney website is really confusing and not easy to navigate. And I think the registration is not, I mean, we know it's active.com. I think it could be a lot better. Here's my example, and I hate to keep on going back to the BAA. I've done most of their races. I'm doing actually all the BAA races this year. When you sign up for the BAA, you're signing right up through them. And then there's a mechanism for you to actually check your registration, check your address. When I've written in with changes, I moved recently, they were able to, you know, get back to me in a day or so. Everything there is just much, much easier. And, you know, we know that they're handling at least one really, really big race. So why can't Run Disney do a better job with their website and a better job with the technology behind the registration? I just think they need to create their own infrastructure and not use active.com. It just frustrates the heck out of me. And I, you know, again, I'm on that website all the time. I can't imagine if I was a new person trying to figure out, you know, where the different information is for, I want to do a pasta party. When is the 5K start? This information, you have to dig way down deep into these different races to figure that stuff out. So that's my rant about the website. Eddie, what do you think?
For a guy who just signed up for Goofy and is registered as a different person, yeah, I have issues. I agree with you. Like I said, it goes back. There needs to be a better solution, and I don't know what that is, to be honest with you.
Mm. Mike, and you work in, you know, you're a technical writer. You work with this type of stuff all the time. Does it drive you nuts?
It does, because I know, being a former programmer too, I mean, I can see how it can be complicated, but with the right design, I think there would be a lot of problems and issues that could be avoided. I think when you have a second party like this dealing with Disney, I think it's a problem. But like Eddie alluded to earlier, you know, Disney's IT, you know, is not the greatest. I mean, I could talk about a half an hour to 45 minutes on the Magic Band issues and stuff like that, but we won't even go there. So yeah, I think that hopefully that will be addressed in the future, Michelle. So I have my final one.
Sure.
Is something that I think that it's been in the back of my mind for a while, and I'm not sure it's much of a rant as it's much of a really strong suggestion. And it was reinforced recently when they had the Diamond Celebration out in California with Disneyland. Now, we know that Disney World is a destination for a lot of people. There are a lot of Disney fans out there. There are a lot of running fans out there. And a lot of people who are thinking about doing a Run Disney event. Wouldn't it be nice? Not only can you, if you're not there, you could track your runners. And this would be just for the Walt Disney World weekend, marathon weekend. But I would like to see the 5K, the 10K, the 15, and as you go along with the marathon, I think that they should set up a webcam so that you can see the runners. I mean, the faces, the numbers, as they run towards the cam. Because
that would be fun.
Yeah,
what a great idea.
So if you have a friend or a relative who's running and they can go on and they can go to the 5K cam or they can go to the 10K, you can say, "Hey, Dad." Sorry. I'm thinking about David Koch. So if you could say, even you, Eddie, you could say to your dad, "Hey, I'm approaching the 10K mark. I got my Mickey Miles shirt on. I'm probably going to get there within the next couple of minutes. Go to the 10K webcam," and you could, and your father or your friends can see you. I think that that would do wonders for people who say, "Oh, I'd love to do that. Oh, look how much fun they're having." I think that should be done for every single race. It should be done for the finish for the 5K. It should be done for the 10K races. They should do it at the 5K mark, and for the halves, they should do it at the 5, the 10, and maybe at the 15K, and at the finish. And they should have it for the marathon at about maybe 7 or 8 different milestones. But I think that would be, it's not hard to do. It's very simple. You set up a webcam, boom, you just let it go. I don't know why they don't do it. I really think that they should do it.
I love that idea. I love that idea because they do have that Boston Marathon too.
I know.
Eddie, what do you think?
That'd be awesome. I'd love to see something like that.
Yeah. All right, are we done?
We're done.
Did you think of anything else, Eddie?
No, that's
you're ranted out for the day. If they fix all that stuff, we'd be all set, right?
I'd be a happy person.
And you know what? I want to thank both of you because I think that we approached this really well. I think that, you know, not only do we did we say what was bothering us, but we gave suggestions, and we hope that the folks that run Disney have thought about a lot of these things. And I know they're trying hard. They want it to be a win-win situation for everyone. And so the rants are in, and let's hope that, you know, Disney is thinking about these, and maybe things will be better next year. So Eddie, we want to thank you for coming on and volunteering your rants.
Oh, you know I'd be happy to volunteer rants anytime.
So for Eddie McCoy and for Michelle Scrivener-McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying we'll see you on the road.
The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at mei-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com, and we'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.